Boom 1 and Boom 2. The original backdrops for these pages, the original content of these pages, one talked about the kind of mining of gold in Victoria, and the other one talked about geology. And of course, as we all know, the first Chinese migrants that came to Australia basically came as miners. Kind of like here in Malaysia, they came as tin miners. Over there was the gold mines. So they've had a history that goes back almost as long as the nation does of Chinese migrants there. And yet there's so much aversion now to the amount of Chinese money that is involved in keeping the Australian economy chugging along. Most apparent to us, the kind of outside person who doesn't know any better, is of course the real estate market, because you hear about it all the time. It touches you every day. You want to own a house, but the price of houses are going mad apparently because of people from China buying real estate. And so it's a hot topic. Everyone talks about it the way we do in Mamak stalls. We talk about real estate in a pub in Melbourne. And of course, everyone is, you know, always looking through the real estate listings. And we all know the big real estate companies. They are like our friends. So Hawking Stewart and Ray West are big real estate companies. So I've treated these like almost like real estate ads. But the agents, all the buyers, the audience and the seller are these Chinese opera singers, which is quite a strong part of my portfolio work. I've always loved painting Chinese opera singers. And so I love the whole idea of that Sindhiwara that's happening. Even as in the rest of the world, we see the reins of leader of the world shift from one to the other, whether kicking or screaming or not. And I want to play with those ideas of Chinese influence, whether we like it or not, throughout the world.